friends. I'm your host, Meryl. Welcome to episode 4 of The Story of Captain Charlotte. Last time on The Story of Captain Charlotte, a lot happened. Charlotte found a star egg inside the patchwork bear her mother made for her. She also saved Pinnock Finch from one of the pirates who had attacked her island. Pinnock's father was so grateful that he gifted Charlotte a set of red sails, a tricorn captain's hat, and the title Captain Charlotte. Pinnock even joined Captain Charlotte's crew. The master cartographer turned out to be the wrong dude for the job, and their trip to meet with the master astrologer just got interrupted by a swarm of purple dragons. Let's see what happens next, after a short break. Hello, friends! We're so glad you're enjoying Season 1 of The Story of Captain Charlotte. Before we start production on Season 2, we need a little help from you to make it happen. That's why we've created a Patreon. As a Patreon member, you'll receive tons of benefits, including access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, Below Deck. With membership tiers as low as $3 a month, there's a place for everyone on our crew as we sail towards Season 2. To join our Patreon, just follow the link in our show notes or search The Story of Captain Charlotte on Patreon.com. We'll see you there.
Access big savings every day. All in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Story of Captain Charlotte, Chapter 4, The Dragon Horn. Charlotte had only heard of dragons in stories her father told, but she'd never actually seen one. They were terrifying, to be sure, but also strangely beautiful. Such creatures didn't seem real with their armored scales, expansive wings, and bright golden eyes. But aside from their beauty, Charlotte knew that any dragon would devour her and Pinnock without a second thought.
Is there another master astrologer we could find? This one seems unavailable.
No, this is our only option. We'll just have to find a way around those dragons. Charlotte sounded confident, but she felt a pit in her stomach. How could she evade a real-life swarm of enormous dragons? A small village sat nestled atop the island's jagged mountains. Charlotte knew the master astrologer was up there, but how could she sneak past the dragons? Charlotte navigated their boat in a wide berth around the island, looking for a safe place to land. The far end of the island looked burnt to nothing. Charred trees hung slumped over the black landscape. Within the barren tangle of foliage, Charlotte saw the orange flicker of a campfire. There weren't any dragons nearby, so Charlotte steered toward the shoreline where she saw the fire. As soon as her boat hit the beach, the fire went out. Whoever was there didn't want to be found. Charlotte and Pinnock hiked through the ashy forest. It was eerily quiet, like nothing, not even the smallest insects, lived there. Suddenly, Charlotte tasted a dirty rag wrapped around her mouth. It all happened so fast, she didn't understand what was going on. She looked to Pinnock, who had a similar rag in his mouth and a shocked expression in his eyes. A girl with short hair and a face covered in soot leapt into the moonlight before Charlotte and Pinnock. A longbow stuck out from behind her back.
"Excuse the mufflers, but I couldn't risk you screaming and revealing our location. I'm not gonna hurt you, so long as you're quiet. Agreed?"
The mysterious, soot-covered girl lowered Charlotte and Pinnock's mouth covers.
"Follow me."
They followed her the rest of the way to her campsite. Charlotte wondered how anyone could live in such a wasteland, under constant threat of dragon attack. The mysterious girl motioned for them to sit as she reignited the fire.
Sorry again for the ambush. Those dragons have incredible hearing. Couldn't be too careful. So, what are you two doing here?
I'm Charlotte, and this is Pinnock. We're here to see the Master Astrologer. Can you take us to her?
Afraid not. She's up in that village, and I'm the only one who travels up and down the mountainside.
Why only you?
I'm the only one crazy enough to risk it. Have nothing else to lose. I was serving time in the jail for smuggling when the dragons showed up. The village was desperate. A bunch of geniuses decided it would be clever to build a village at the top of a mountain because the view was nice. Now, they're stuck up there without access to food or other necessities. Needless to say, my unique skill set suddenly became valuable. They set me free so I could bring them supplies.
If you're such a good smuggler, couldn't you smuggle us up to the village?
Oh, I could, but it's not worth the risk. Sneaking is easier alone. What astrological question could possibly be worth risking getting eaten by a dragon?
I found this. Charlotte revealed the star egg. As soon as the firelight hit the egg, it illuminated the surrounding trees with a galaxy of brilliantly bright green stars. I think it'll lead me to my mother, who disappeared 10 years ago. But only the Master Astrologer can tell me how to use it.
Put that away, they'll see us!
Charlotte tucked the egg back into her vest pocket.
Cute story, but I still can't bring you up the mountain.
What's your name?
Cressida.
Well, Cressida, what if I can give you something in exchange for passage to the village? Tell me, what do you need?
I need these dragons gone so the village will be safe and I can secure my freedom.
Wait, weren't you a prisoner? What's stopping you from sailing away and never coming back?
My sister lives up there. I can't let her starve.
I see. Well, why did the dragons come to Viceroy Island, and what's keeping them here?
No one knows. They all just showed up a few months ago.
What was that?
We call it the drone. Whenever it sounds, the dragons get all riled up and move around. Some leave, but not enough to make a difference.
Where's it come from?
No idea, but it seems to have some kind of power over the dragons. I've searched all the waters around here for the drone's source, but haven't had any luck.
So, if we can get the dragons to leave, you'll help us.
If you can get the dragons to leave, you won't need my help.
All right, I think we have what we need. Come on, Pinnock. Charlotte rose from the fire and headed toward her boat. Pinnock followed.
What's the plan, Captain?
First, we have to find where that drone is coming from. Charlotte and Pinnock boarded their boat and sailed away from the island. Charlotte closed her eyes, focused on the drone's low hum, and let the compass guide her. She rested her hands on the ship's wheel and began to steer.
Captain, where are we going?
Charlotte didn't answer. She had to stay quiet and focused. A couple of hours later, Charlotte and Pinnock approached a nearby island where a beautiful white castle sat perched among the cliffs.
There.
Charlotte and Pinnock climbed up the craggy mountain island until they reached the castle. They spied over the rail of a huge terrace where a woman emerged. The woman's long blonde hair reached the ground and dragged behind her in two enormous, elegantly plaited braids. She wore an ornate white and gold robe. From her robe, she produced a large purple horn. The horn was covered in intricate golden details. " Not long after the robed woman blew the horn, two enormous purple dragons descended from the sky. In their claws, the dragons held fortunes of gold, jewels, and other treasures. The dragons dropped their haul on the terrace and flew away. The robed woman looked at the piles of treasure and turned up her nose as if unsatisfied. Then she placed the horn on a pedestal and walked back into the castle.
Why'd she just leave the horn there?
I don't know, but it's curious that she would leave such a powerful artifact out in the open.
Whatever the reason, that horn seems to be what's controlling the dragons. If we destroy it, they might leave Viceroy Island.
Or they might freak out and start torching everything in sight. There's powerful magic at play here that we don't understand. All I know is that sorceress can't be trusted with it. Come on. Charlotte and Pinnock climbed over the railing and snuck over to the horn. Charlotte reached out to grab the horn, but mysteriously, her hand passed through it. The horn was some kind of illusion. Suddenly, long, thick tendrils of what appeared to be blonde hair slithered up and snaked around Charlotte and Pinnock's bodies. They struggled to break free, but the hair was too strong. Their arms were tied to their bodies, and their feet were stuck in place.
Captain, what is this?
I don't know, but it's strong. If I could just reach my dagger.
Charlotte tried not to panic as she looked to see where the tendrils came from. She saw that the hair led all the way back to the terrace doors. From the doorway, the white-robed woman once again emerged. The hair binding her and Pinnock led all the way back to the woman's head.
Oh, I'm impressed that you went straight for the dragon horn. What you lack in stealth, you make up for in exquisite taste. You really didn't think I'd see your little boat approach?
If you saw us coming, why'd you let us get so close?
Close to what? The horn? That was just a ditto plate, silly girl. The real horn never leaves my side.
The white-robed woman with impossibly long, magical hair pulled the real dragon horn from inside her robe. In that moment, Charlotte realized she fell for an obvious trap, and now her and Pinnock were in terrible danger. A surge of panic ran through her body.
What's a ditto plate?
With a snap of her fingers, the dragon horn illusion disappeared. She picked up the silver tray where the illusion rested and threw it at Pinnock's feet.
Oh, it's a fantastic little thing. The ditto plate can produce a perfect illusion of any object it has touched. Very handy for trapping thieves.
Who are you and what do you want with Viceroy Island?
Oh, I'm Crypta, sorceress extraordinaire, fashion icon and lover of all things enchanted. As for Viceroy Island, it's a suitable home for my dragon army, nothing more. High peaks, lots of fish, and a central location between my target islands.
Don't you care that your dragons are starving out the villagers on Viceroy? They're trapped on the mountain because of you.
Oh, not particularly. But doesn't it count for something that I haven't let my dragons eat the villagers? And you thought I was completely heartless.
So what? You just want to get rich? Is that what you mean by target islands?
Oh, no. A sorceress of my status has little use for coin. I'm after enchanted items. Ones that make the ditto plate look like a paltry trinket.
If you're such an incredible sorceress, can't you enchant items yourself?
Oh, I'm flattered, truly, but no. Magically enchanted items only come from one place, the Mystic Realm.
Long ago, there was a bridge between our realms, but some nearsighted fools sealed it. Now, masters of magic, such as myself, are forced to trawl peasant islands for useful artifacts. Oh, my goodness, I'm in a chatty mood. It's been some time since I've had guests.
What's the Mystic Realm?
Oh, it must be so lonely in that empty head of yours. Never you mind, little boy. The dead need not concern themselves with such matters.
Krypta raised the horn to her lips and blew a low note that rattled Charlotte and Pinnock's bones. At the sound, a single dragon dove through the clouds above and landed by Krypta's side. The dragon looked directly at Pinnock. His throat expanded, ready to release a torrent of flame.
Oh, don't look so concerned. It'll be over quickly.
An arrow shot through the sky and precisely hit the horn, shattering it on impact. The dragon's throat deflated. It looked around, seemingly confused at where it was and why he was there. On the ground beside Krypta lay the shattered pieces of the purple horn.
My horn! How did you... Where did that arrow come from?
Over here.
Cressida stood on the rail of the terrace with another arrow loaded and aimed directly at the sorceress.
Your horn's destroyed. Leave and never come back, or I'll make sure one of my arrows finds its home in your heart.
How dare you speak to me like that? You think a simple arrow can stop me?
Krypta waved her hand, and the arrow in Cressida's bow turned into a white snake that fell to the ground. As it slithered away, Charlotte noticed the purple dragon turn to Krypta. There seemed to be a spark of understanding in its eyes, as if it knew Krypta was the one controlling it. And it was not happy about this, now that the spell was broken.
Maybe an arrow can't stop you, but what about a horde of angry dragons?
The dragon's throat once again expanded. In the sky, scores of purple dragons flew toward the island. Krypta turned and ran back into the castle. As she did, the tendrils around Charlotte and Pinnock released. The dragon spewed a line of bright orange flame after the fleeing sorceress. Fires raged across the terrace until they reached the castle, which quickly became engulfed in flames.
Captain, permission to flee?
Permission granted. Let's get out of here.
Charlotte, Pinnock, and Cressida ran back to the rail. On her way, Charlotte grabbed the ditto plate.
This'll come in handy at some point, I'm sure.
Cressida followed Charlotte and Pinnock back to Viceroy Island in her own ship. As they sailed, Charlotte was impressed that Cressida could handle such a sizable ship on her own. Charlotte let out a sigh of relief. Without the swarm of dragons, the beautiful mountaintop village was clearly visible. Rather than returning to the burnt side, Charlotte navigated to a large dock at the base of the mountain. Cressida docked beside Charlotte's boat, and they met on the beach.
Thanks for your help back there, Cressida.
Yeah, we were about to be well done.
Don't mention it. How'd you find that sorceress's castle anyway? Just lucky, I guess.
Well, I guess we all have our secrets. Now that the dragons are gone, you'll have no trouble getting to the Master Astrologer. Just follow those stairs to the top of the mountain.
Thank you, Captain Charlotte.
Wow, Charlotte and Pinnock are already on quite an adventure. Good thing Cressida was there to lend a helping hand with Krypta. What will the Master Astrologer say about the Star Egg? And is Charlotte ever going to find her mother or father? I can't wait to share Chapter 5 with you next Wednesday. The story of Captain Charlotte is written, produced, and performed by Meryl Opsahl and Mark Opsahl. If you liked what you heard, please help us out by following our show and leaving a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts.
For updates and behind-the-scenes fun, follow us on TikTok at Story of Captain Charlotte and on Instagram at The Story of Captain Charlotte. If you'd like us to post your drawings or for media inquiries, you can email us at thestoryofcaptaincharlotte@gmail.com. And if you want more from us, check out Mark's debut novel, Lifecast, which was named one of the 100 best indie books of 2022 by Kirkus Reviews. We'll include a link in the show notes. See you next time!
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.